time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Draymond Jones met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Jets on Sunday afternoon.
When he first got here, there was a lot of talk of, you know, he had a great stretch in Tennessee. And yeah. Can that transition midseason to Baltimore, how good did it feel to have a day like today?
It felt really good. I felt like the past two games, I just missed a ton. Annoyed the shit out of me. And then I got home today at home, so my first game as a Raven at home, so that was fun.
You ever held on to a guy's ankle that long before he would finally go down? That was like the longest sack I've ever seen.
My last sack was the same shit, like with Justin Herbert. It's hard to get those guys down, but I got them down. So,
what did you think of your first home game as a Raven?
It was fun. It was lit. The energy was great. Having like the fans on the side pregame, it got me going. It felt like I was in like any given Sunday type movie, you know.
What can you say about the defensive performance? I mean, you have the sacks, then Marlon gets the turnover inside the five. You guys pretty much held them for most of the game. Just kind of what can you say about the performance?
I mean, we've been damn near lights out. We've created turnovers, getting pressure on the quarterback, getting hits, getting sacks, stopping the run. Everybody's doing their part. D-line, we're knocking things back in their covering. So it's a complimentary football going on right now.
What has stood out to you about the confidence of this defense since you've arrived here?
It's been through the roof. When I got here, it seems weird that they lost or how they had any slip-ups because they were just so good. So I'm happy to be a part of something like that.
A lot of your teammates have talked about the tenacity that you play the game with, the physicality and whatnot. Do you feel like now playing with these guys, like you're where you should be?
I was where I should be the night I got traded. So I definitely feel my confidence growing each and every week. The coaches, teammates, they do a good job making me feel comfortable. They always help me out, overly communicating. Even when I know it, like the back of my hand, they'll still tell me, which is a good thing because, slip up sometimes. So, just keep that up and more wins to come.
Do you feel like the way you play the game that kind of fits with the Ravens do it? It seems that way since you've arrived here that you just kind of fit the style of players of the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, contrary to what some may believe, I'm a pretty angry person. I fit the mold.
You saw what those AFC North rivalries are like with that game last week in Cleveland. It's a short week. Thursday night here at the bank, Thanksgiving. To play on Thanksgiving, but also to play against the Bengals in another AFC North game.
I've been seeing that rivalry for like 20 plus years now, so yeah. I understand the magnitude of what it is, and we just got first place. So, and we're going against a rival, so it's about to be a crazy lit game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's about to be a whole bunch of emotions and anger coming on.
You've been around for a while. I mean, how difficult is it to string together five wins in this league? Even if, as Harbaugh said, it's not always pretty.
Super hard. Like, I've been on five-game losing streaks. So five-game winning streaks are, a blessing. You got to take advantage of those, and you got to appreciate them, and we got to just keep, adding on to that streak. You want to win every game you play, and, I want to go to playoffs. I've never been to playoffs before, so hopefully we keep doing that.
Draymond, you guys have held opponents to taking five straight games to under 20 points. Just how would you kind of describe the confidence level of your defense right now?
Through the roof. I mean, that's an elite stat. That's super hard to do in the NFL. Like, there's so many talented people across, this league. And to do what we're doing, I mean, that's playoff caliber, Super Bowl type defense.
What was your view or impression of that Jordan Stout 74-yard punt? He put his hands up. He put him on the billboard.
That was lit. I'm not gonna lie. I got geeked. I'm like, I've never seen a punter punt a ball like that. I was like, that was crazy.
How does that set the defense up for success when opposing offense is pinned down there?
Oh, I mean, it just gives us life, especially when, offense has to punt the ball. So, you don't get down a little bit, but you're like, damn, like, he punted it. Let's go out, man. And when he punted the ball like that, it was like, oh, yeah, we about to F him up. It's over with now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dre.
Thanks very much.